I keep thinking today's Monday.
It's bad. I like it, but it's bad going too.
Okay. Yeah, I keep thinking today is Monday.
Even with my kids and figuring out school pickup.
I wondered why my husband this morning said, I only have a 2-day work week.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the appropriations meeting back to order. The time is 1 p.m. Okay, so thus far we've postponed 4 bills and we are down to item number 17, which is ONCA 23-82, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for FY24 in the amount of $643,719 and establish an alternate effective date. And I believe Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor or second speaker. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Then I will turn it over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. This is the 2024, fiscal year 2024 congressional budget. There aren't a lot of changes, but our budget analyst, Mr. Frazier, did send out a very detailed report a few weeks ago, so hopefully you've had time to go over it. Looks like the major changes, of course, there are increases in the wages and salaries line. I don't think, Mr. Frazier, this does not include a potential 5%, correct?
It does.
It does? Okay. So we did go ahead and include that 5%, and of course, if it's not passed or if it's altered, we can make a change there. Keep in mind that 24 is an election year, so there will be the smaller inauguration included in the budget. So I'm gonna turn it over to Jordan to see if he has anything that he'd like to outline as far as the budget. You did a great job and worked very hard on this. So, Jordan.
Yes, ma'am. The total change is an increase of $152,000. This is between OFPR and Congress. Wages, there's been an added line to the wages for pay increases because Congressman Potts had expressed concerns about using the leftover amounts from the part-time positions to increase full-time staff wages. So we added an extra line there, and there's an increase there in the accompanying increase in benefits. Operations expense has a slight increase. There's a $26,000 increase for the special events line because inauguration occupancy is increasing because we under-budgeted last year for it, and because there we also added the mezzanine in the bank building. IDC went up because of all the other increases, and because Treasury, like I've mentioned earlier, is increasing the rate to 25%. And then we will also need to purchase computers for Congress members in the upcoming year. And there are some other equipment purchases, so that's why you see the increase in equipment acquisition line, and that's everything.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. So again, really not that much in the way of increases in the congressional budget. Any questions for me or for Mr. Frazier?
Speaker Goodfox.
Are we I don't know if you talked about this in your CA meeting. So if you did, I apologize because I wasn't there. But the sergeant at arms and receptionist, are we going to continue to keep that 20,000 in there?
It is in there.
Has CA discussed hiring someone or?
At this point, no. CA has not discussed hiring someone. We did go ahead and leave it in there. However, based on what Mr. Frazier just stated, we're not going to utilize those funds for other salaries and wages, sort of as we have in the past. But it is still in there. It was approved with those positions still in there.
Okay. I guess why is my question.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of been my understanding that Congress as a whole, even the previous one, has been like, we don't have the room. We would love to probably have a receptionist to answer the phone so that the clerks don't have to leave meetings to go do that or session, because we've had to answer the phones, which, you know, that's neither here nor there, but we just don't have the space. So that at this point, the receptionist and the sergeant at arms, as long as we're in this building, it's been the consensus that we're not going to hire because there is no place to put them. So, I mean, I guess maybe next year you guys can look at taking it out.
Yeah, we could certainly look at amending that as well, because if there was anywhere to cut, that would be it, yeah. Of course. But we didn't specifically have a conversation as to why we would or would not keep it in there, but it was included. And, you know, I've heard different Congress members state that we do need to hire or have a desire to hire the sergeant at arms. So I didn't advocate for taking it out for that reason, but I agree with you. We just don't have the room at this time.
And then the only other thing is, we left the travel budget at 20,000. Is that what it was last year too? And you felt like that was enough? Because I'm just thinking of, a lot of people haven't traveled. Like the last 4 years, looking back at our budget with travel in it, it's not a true reflection of what we might experience right now that more people are starting to travel.
Right.
We've had this conversation like 2 months ago, I think, with just us sitting here in the office with Jordan to say we might need a little bit more. But if this is what everyone felt good with, then I guess if we need to amend it, we can.
Well, Jordan and I talked, Mr. Frazier and I talked about this, and sort of without knowing exactly what travel requests there might be, because we know that because it's an election year, we won't be paying for some of the folks that we would to go to California, etc. And we felt like that would compensate for any additional. So we sort of took that into consideration in between the conferences line item and the travel line item. We felt like it would be acceptable.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, looking at the travel line this year, more people have been traveling. As of July 27th, $10,493 had been dispersed from the travel line and $1,148 had been encumbered, so about $11,640 had been spent from travel at the end of July, leaving like $8,400. And so next year, like Second Speaker Shaw was saying, a lot of people wouldn't be traveling to California and things like that on Congress dime. But we do have a lot of people going to NCAI. So.
Okay, committee, any other questions or comments? So what was the amount that it increased, Jordan, from last year?
$152,167.
Okay, and the pending COLA was included?
Yes, ma'am.
At 5% for two or three staff members, but also for the sergeant at arms and a receptionist?
Not for the sergeant at arms and receptionist, just for the staff members.
Okay. All right, committee, any action?
Motion to report out ONCA 2382 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Chair?
Yes.
I might have missed this. Is that combined with the OFPR?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. $2382 then will be reported to Congress with a due pass. The next item is ONCA 2384, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through FY24 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. And I'm the sponsor, and I would like to request that the committee hold this in committee until we get the IDC agreement, the executed agreement, for further discussion.
Are you making that in the way of a motion, or are you asking for a motion?
I'd like to make a, since it's my bill, then Vice Chair, can you take his chair so I can make a motion? Or I can entertain it, I guess. I'll entertain a motion to postpone ONCA 2384 to the call of the chair.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Any opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. The next item is ONCA 23-86, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $8,418,930 to the Capital Asset Fund for a new legislative branch building and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The committee prefers we can let the vice chair take over.
Either way is fine. Would you like me to? Okay. All right. Thank you.
So, Chair, this bill was filed so that it would be in consideration, and the amount in there is an estimate. I just want the committee to know I did share that with the CA committee. And I don't know what the committee prefers. That, so say for instance, right now, I've submitted the concept design as well as Trey, we're the liaison for CA with this new build. Of course, a location was picked, and or a location was chosen. We had three options, and the CA committee has agreed upon the A&E company. We presented the design and the cost estimate, is my point. So the only way to have the money move up or down is to address the building itself. And we would need to amend our current contract to focus on the inside. We're not there yet. And so
Or we currently, right now, the building has 12 congressional offices. If we lessen the amount of offices, that could decrease the cost. I just don't know where everyone else is on how much they're willing to spend on our building. Again, this comes out of the retained revenue. And so, as the sponsor, I'm open to any comments or direction at this point.
Committee? Madam Speaker?
I would like to, I've been pretty vocal that I'm not a proponent of everyone having an office when there's only like five of us that are here every week on a regular basis. I think there should be, like, for members, we should have three people to an office. And I do think that the staff needs an office, and whoever the speaker is needs an office. Legislative council needs an office, but I do not think that we need to have 12 offices. And I'd like to see the bottom line number come down to like 6 instead of 8. And what that takes away from, I don't know. Offices for me, obviously, and maybe even the parking. But that's where I'm at.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Reaver, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. And as the liaison, I'm going to step out of that role for a second. And also keeping in mind that an election year is coming up. So, and I would have to, submit my name to be voted upon in June. But I agree with Speaker. And that's just my fourth year of being here. And of course, the first year was quite different because of COVID, but I feel like we'll have a lot of wasted space as far as congressional offices go. But also keeping in mind that could change. That's just the current dynamic now. And that I've experienced since I've been on Congress. We have about maybe 4 to 5 congressional members that are actively here in the office. I also have an office at home or in my car, just wherever I go. And that's kind of the way we've been set up. I don't have an office now. I have this desk. And Speaker doesn't even have that. So I'm just saying that I'm flexible and I just need a place to put my laptop, honestly. I do not like being on fee simple land. I'll be honest about that. I was so happy I did not have to work out of a bank building because that seemed crazy to me that we were operating out of a lobby of a bank. And I would much rather be over in this area. The way we're set up, it makes more sense to me. But honestly, do I believe the legislative branch needs a building? Yes, I do. I do believe they need a branch, but I also would prefer that it sit on trust land. And those are just my own personal comments, but I am one of those that work here quite frequently. And I've had to be flexible and adjust, but I've been able to do so and still work. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Committee. Any other comments, questions for Congresswoman Rivard?
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Rigcorn.
Thank you. I would agree. I'm going to echo what both of you have already said about the offices. I think much of what we do is communal in nature anyway, and it's conversational, and you're generally working with other people in constant conversation with one another. I can see the need for office space, but I agree with you. I don't think 12 office spaces is warranted. I think a desk for each person would be warranted outside of the chambers, but aside from that, if it is a significant decrease in cost, I absolutely can get behind that. But for refreshment and conversation purposes within this committee, can you refresh me? And I don't have the whole presentation pulled up at the minute. Well, yeah, I do. What is the overall cost decrease? Do we know yet if we decrease office space? I know we had talked about it's kind of an estimate because it's you're looking at removing walls and electrical and sheetrock and all of that stuff. And I've got the building packet pulled up, but
hold on. Are you asking for the square footage?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, just kind of, I mean, just even if it's a ballpark, just for conversation purposes for it, if we were to push this out and maybe amend the amount, I'm just doing it for conversation's sake necessarily.
Okay, give me a sec.
Okay, so if I can, Chair, the total, including the site, is the site itself is 45,656 square foot. The building is 15,453. And we've also there's conversations between the A&E company and our roads department on what matters that they could handle using our federal roads dollars. And I haven't heard back on what that actual cost could be. So I felt like the director, Justin, said that he could probably reduce it to the tune of 5.8% off of each condition. And so until we get that number back, I don't want to say.
That's fine.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? So at this point, I guess my comment would be, of course, if there's a less expensive way to go about this, and have a proper building, I would be all for it. It sounds like if we're waiting on Justin to give us numbers, is that included? I mean, that would change that $8 million amount.
Yes, ma'am, but also, we've kind of done things different, I feel like, and this goes back for me working at the executive branch, is like this, for whatever reason, and it might have been because they were federal dollars, but it seems that the way we operate has changed. It's usually where this branch would say, I'm gonna give you $5 million for this build, and you work within it. That's how it used to be. But I feel like things have changed to where, then the A&E company or the construction company is given these costs that say exceed and go up to 6.1, then they come, we're coming back to Congress saying, okay, I need an additional 1.1 because the A&E company said so, or the construction company. I would hope that the next step would be that we discuss the building size. So Speaker, myself, and Congresswoman Redcorn have made comments to it, but I feel like it needs further discussion, and is that going to happen here in appropriations, which is fine with me, or it can go back to CA. I don't know. I feel like depending on how much we take from retained revenue, we need to come up with a number. And guess what? As soon as we say it, all of a sudden the construction docs or the estimates come back and they bid, and it just happens to be what we discuss. That's why I'm letting the committee know that what we're talking about now and the number, the bill filed, is an estimate.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Madam Chair.
So I would prefer for this to stay where it's at and not go back to CA. And I think that the consensus with everyone that's elected, and even the staff, and listen, even the constituents, because I served at a time when we had people in these seats, at least 10 people, constituents would come and sit and listen and listen to session and be here for committee meetings. We haven't had that since we moved down here. Parking is an issue. For a while, restrooms were an issue because we couldn't have people going through our office area. We kind of got that fixed, but I think that everyone's on the same page. Well, most everyone, maybe not some people, but we need a building. It is time. So I'm a proponent of keeping this where it's at, lowering the number, and working within the guidelines of that number. That's what I would like to do. And where that number is for me is, I think that for $6 million or around that, we can have a nice chamber again. And this branch can get back up on the hill. And I think that that's important too. I concur. I want to go back up on the hill. So that's my thought.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to reiterate the way that this operates is we get an appropriation for an amount, and, you know, for a project with that includes everything that whomever is asking for the project has, give that number, and we operate within whatever that appropriation is. So, you know, if it's $8 million, then we operate within the $8 million. If it's $4 million, we operate within the $4 million.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So just a couple more comments, and then we'll make a motion. You know, currently we don't even have space for the budget analyst or our legal counsel, and we have both of our clerks sharing an office, which I feel like is fine for them at this point, but you know, they're the constant ones that are here every day except for our legal counsel. So if the committee would like, I can leave this on our agenda and bring it up next time and just show the concept again, the design, to those that were not part of the CA committee. Or we just get to a number. And I would prefer we just get to a number and then we stick within that and look at everything, all the big pictures, because we also have a bill coming out for the funeral home. I think we had the assisted living that should have operation costs to it. I don't know where that is. We have a detention facility. We have other items, big ticket items. The funeral home most certainly, I feel like, is needs to be addressed this session. that we can discuss in this committee as well and look at everything in totality, if that would help. Anyway, I'll make a motion to postpone 23-86 to the call of the chair.
Motion in a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, no. Motion carries. Chair, I relinquish back to you.
Okay, thank you. The next piece of legislation, item number 20, is ONCA 23-88, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. And I believe the sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw, second speaker. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you, Chair. This is, because this is not a budget item, I will make a motion to postpone ONCA 2388 to the call of the chair.
Second.
With some discussion real quick, and I apologize, it's not with regards to the motion, but the treasurer did mention that we may have money available in our donations revolving fund we may be able to access, so that's another reason why we need our balances.
Right. Thank you. Any apologies, I'm not the chair at the moment.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. The next item is ONCA 23-89, an act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 to the Morgans Corner Fire Protection District and to establish an alternate effective date. And I believe the sponsor is Speaker Goodfox.
I sent the clerk support docs earlier that I don't know if she's had the opportunity yet to upload those. And I plan on postponing this so that we can look at budgets, but just a quick explanation. This is the rural fire that lies within our boundary over there near Skytook Lake. And they have provided information of the amount of acres that are Osage owned, just a guesstimation of what they help with. They have been working in a building that is over 20 years old and isn't insulated. And so they've had issues with the pipes busting during cold winters. And so they're going after a lot of areas of money. I mean, the $100,000 is a healthy request for them to get near their goal, but they have money in an account. I want to say about $100,000, where they have been working for the last couple of years to raise money, their tax money that they get back, to build a new facility to house their fire engines. And then they also would like to have an area that they can have an ambulance at for that area. So currently, they're 20 minutes from Skytook, they're 20 minutes from Hominy, and they're kind of, you know, they're in an area where there's just not a lot of help if you need help. So I will move to postpone ONCA 2389 to the call of the chair. And I know that Colt Heron would like to be here. So the next time you put this on an agenda, when we get past budgets, I will invite him, because it's an interesting scenario that they've got going on out there, of what they're working with, who they serve, the amount of Osages that they serve, the amount of land, Osage land, that they help with, and what they're working with. So move to postpone.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. The next item is ONCA 23-91, an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $7 million to the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of land design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker, are you on the call?
Yes, I am here, Chairperson.
Okay, and I would like to just share that the sponsor and I have spoken and discussed his bill somewhat, and so I'll turn it over to you right now, Congressman, and we'll just take action however you'd like your bill to proceed.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Yes, as Chair Ivar just said, we did speak about this, and considering everything that's going on with the amount of the total appropriate. Hold on, sorry about that.
Just to confirm.
Excuse me on that. But since there are so many appropriations to be discussed, we did talk about postponing or tabling this for now, but I think we all agreed when this first came up that it's a much needed facility for our nation, for our people, and to carry on our funeral services in a cultural way where we're not able to now at this time. So I think everyone agrees that this is a much needed project. And this amount can be amended in the future. But this is based on the communication from, I think, Secretary Wiegandt, where there was not enough money now to complete the project. And he had, I think everyone's seen, had three different scenarios of models of what it can be in price range, from like I think with $5 million to $7 million, I think up to $9 million. With a lot of extra, like a garden and fountains and some things like that. But I think right now it'd be okay with me and probably this committee if we would to table this till further discussion.
Okay. Speaker Goodfox.
Well, so now I'm confused because we just heard that we appropriate an amount and then we work within. But that would not be the case for this because we have already appropriated the amount. And I think that Congressman Maker made a good point just now of saying the prices or the scales that we've seen have been, you know, small, medium, large, so to speak. And if we're able to build off the small scale, then that would be my preference because that amount's already been appropriated. And I think that that's what we should proceed with. I mean, to me, this is no different than when we had the PRT come back and say, we want a water feature, and it's going to be another $1 million. And this body said, no, we're not doing a water feature for another $1 million. And I'm coming up with that now. That's a quick example. But we said no. PRT is important to us. We all voted for it. We want to see it move forward, and this is the amount we have. And so if that means that we have to scrap water features for the funeral home or go down in square footage or, I don't know what I haven't looked at the, the scenarios of what we could have, and it's been a long time. So whatever we can scrap to make it come in under or around what we appropriated already, that is what I want to do. So maybe at the next meeting, we can have executive down here to show us again or talk to us about what it is we can do to come in at the number that's already been appropriated. That's what I'm favorable of. Because again, we want to see this move forward. The people want to see this move forward. I should rephrase that. Yes, the people. The constituents want to see this move forward. They're tired of going to funeral homes and being told that they can't sit inside and that they have to sit outside in the cold or in the rain. And they want a place that we can observe what our traditions are. And so this body appropriated the money, and here we are talking about appropriating more. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Secretary Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to remind everyone that the money that was appropriated was ARPA funds, appropriated by the legislative branch, and $3 million, I believe, was the number appropriated without any discussion, design, anything like that. So we could operate within $3 million, and I don't have the paperwork sitting right in front of me, but I believe the very basic option where it's nothing but embalming and preparing the body comes in a little over $4 million. So, you know, there are some reasons that some of these projects, we've had to come back and ask for more money. Because a set amount was appropriated, again, with no real consultation or design or anything like that. The preferred method is, you know, to get some money appropriated for a design element with hopefully what everybody wants in it, and then get a number based off of that, and then go for the big appropriation to build. That didn't happen in these cases, so that's why it went backwards. So there was an appropriation for the set amount, and then the design went in. And, you know, if we tried to get everything that, as an example, the funeral home committee discussed, when they were doing their consultations with different funeral home folks, the designers, et cetera, that came in at about $10 million. So, you know, that's why we are having to come back for the ask. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Hear anything that wasn't pretty simplistic. Committee, do you guys have any questions for the secretary?
Chair.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
So for the sake of clarification and transparency on the ask, I recognize that we appropriated $3 million in the past, and this is a request to appropriate a supplemental appropriation. So that would mean that this is, at the moment, a request to build a $10 million funeral home. Am I correct in that assumption? Or has the $3 million already been spent, or that still is remaining and can be contributed to the future funeral home?
You are correct. The initial bill was ONCA 22-35, and it was for $3 million out of ARPA funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral service facility. So to me, it's the 3 plus the 7, which would make it 10. Is that? And I think that information was sent down from the executive branch, if I'm not mistaken. Speaker Goodfox?
Yes, so that, yes, that's how I understand it too, that it was sent down in an unfunded category, I think last year. It could have been last session, but it could have been last session. Anyway, so Congresswoman Redcorn has the phases, I guess, option one, option two, option three, where, and I didn't have this handy, so thank you for that. Option one was 1.6. Option two was total budget, over budget. Oh, this says over budget. Option one was at $4,671,792. So we would be over 1.6. And then option two, we were over or under 3.8. And then option, so obviously, to me, Casey, you could probably speak to this. This request of the number you sent that's under 7 is you all wanting option 3, correct? Because that would put us at 10 million.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Secretary Johnson?
To my knowledge, and this, again, this is to my knowledge, the only information that we sent down was the background information on where we stood. So yes, we're 1.6 short for just the basics and I mean the basics. Like I said, preparation, embalming, things like that. Option two, obviously a little more robust than that. And then option three is the whole big, full meal deal. We did not send down a request for any money. All we did was sent down what, if we were going to build this facility, this is what it was going to cost. And here are three choices. That's all we did. We didn't ask for anything over that. So, you know, it's whatever the people through the legislature would want to make that decision. So it's either, you know, 10 million or 4.6 or, you know, somewhere in between or not at all. But we didn't ask for any money.
Speaker Goodfox.
Okay, I mean, I don't disagree with that, Secretary Johnson. We received the communication, I don't know, I guess it was last spring, that these are the things that are underfunded. And so that's where we came, that's where the sponsor received that information. So to me, then this committee is gonna have to make a decision because this is the committee of jurisdiction. It's kind of like the legislative building. We either fund the 7 million and go for option 3, or we pick a number off of what we have in front of us for option 1, 2, or 3. Either way, we're going to have to appropriate more money, because even option one, we're underfunded by 1.6. Or we're going to appropriate another 3.8 to get them where they need to be for option two. So I'm not, I'm kind of not knowing which way I would go. I mean, I've been very vocal. I really want to see this happen. I think that the Osage people want to see this happen. So I'm somewhere between option one and option two. I'm not with option three at all. And I think that Secretary Johnson, do you all still have a committee that's established somewhere within the executive branch like you used to, that did all the pre-work on this?
Madam Chair.
Does that little committee still exist? Because I'd like to hear from them.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Secretary Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Madam Speaker. Teresa Bledsoe, the Secretary of Social Services, headed up that committee. I can get with her, and I don't know that they meet regularly, but all the folks involved are, you know, within a phone call. So I can get with Teresa and have her speak to this. Yes, ma'am.
So that would be my request, Chair, is the next time that this is going to be on the agenda. And Casey, I know that, I get it, that we can all be over the phone and everything, but this is a really emotional subject matter, I think. And I think it would be helpful if your folks can, you know, squeeze in an hour or two, if we give proper, you know, notice to them and they can maybe help, you know, rearrange their day. If they could be here, I would appreciate that. Because I feel like if they can be here and we can talk face to face, then it'll help this committee to make a decision of what option we're going to go with.
Thank you, Speaker. And I totally agree with that, because I also at the same time want to talk about Congressman Hamilton's bill that's, you know, in our committee with the cemetery that we didn't have enough money to fund. And I would like to have the full committee come, not just Teresa, but wasn't there other folks? I'm pretty sure Secretary Johnson. And also, with your three options, do you currently have those concepts, the designs that they could bring down?
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. So again, with the reorg and everything, that those are questions for Secretary Bledsoe. My folks don't get involved really with this once design and everything is done. So as far as that committee goes, yeah, I'm sure she can get probably 90% of the committee there. I know that Ms. Horn, Lacey Horn, was one, and I believe she's out in D.C., so I don't know about her. And I can't remember the gentleman's name that was the funeral home expert. But I can talk to Teresa and, you know, as long as there's a good enough heads up, yeah, I'm sure we can get everybody that we need involved, you know, down there.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, thank you. Well, first of all, Ms. Bledsoe's on the call, and so I think that she probably could answer some of these questions right now. The other thing is we can consider, you know, phasing things in by giving us three options. I think that they have given us that opportunity. But before we move forward at all, yes, I'd like to have a meeting. I'd also like to see the plans and go through the operation budget. They've attached an operating budget on here too. So I think before we decide on this, we need a review of all those items.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Ms. Bledsoe, would you be able to contact your team to have them come in person? I can look at some schedules. I understand, you know, that Lacey's in D.C., but maybe the rest of your committee so that we can kind of start from scratch and, or not start from scratch, but at least have a good conversation with the committee that was set up, the funeral facility committee, and in that way the sponsor can be here and we can have a really good meeting. I also, my question, Teresa, was our Secretary Bledsoe, did that include the cemetery?
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
The cemetery and the costs associated with the cemetery were not included.
Okay. Do you know where the proposed location was? It out off of Highway 99, the funeral home?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Madam Chair, was the committee able to view the supporting documents that we sent down? I have a letter from Chief Standing Bear dated August the 17th.
Yes.
You did receive all of those? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you had received those support documents that included the yearly operating budget.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
we have all of the designs, and we, you know, we can definitely set aside some time to meet with you in person.
Okay. All right. We'll get that organized. Thank you, Secretary Bledsoe. Speaker Goodfox.
I would like to see this appropriation along with Congressman Hamilton's on the same agenda, kind of back to back, like you have it now, with all the appropriate people here face to face, because we already own that land. So the land that we have slated to be the cemetery, it's my understanding that that's where the funeral home would also go. It's already, we're not buying any land for this. We already have it, and it's restricted. And I don't know who would need to be here from executive for that. I would think roads, maybe, because they can use federal dollars to do the setup for the roads and the curbs and whatnot. So I'd like to see, I mean, it would be my request to whoever needs to be there from executive for that as well.
Ms. Bledsoe, was roads part of your committee?
Yes, they were part.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, that sounds good. This will be good discussion. What I'll do is, speakers, I'll put, and for you, Secretary Johnson, I know that sometimes you guys are involved, your guys, and sometimes they're not. But what I'll do is, the Appropriations Committee has already requested that we start looking at all the projects, and so we'll try to get this all together one day, and I'll try to have it well organized and planned out so that everyone that we'd like to invite can, you know, be available. Because since these are such big ticket items, we knew this was going to come about. And so I think at this time we have the contracts on most of the projects that have costs associated with them. And I think we're waiting on Tyler. I think we got an email from you, or no, Claire. We had some other contracts that we requested that we're waiting on. And I guess she wanted to be copied on that email, and I'm sorry if you were not,
but we're still waiting on those contracts so that we can see what the costs are. And then, all right, committee, any more questions regarding the funeral home facility? If not,
motion to postpone ONCA. Sorry, I've lost. Oh. 24 what? $2,391 to the call of the chair. Sorry, I'm looking at something that doesn't have the sponsors on it.
So moved. For a second. Excuse me.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. We'll postpone that as well. The next item. Oh, I'm sorry, my meeting's over. It's 2 p.m. I apologize. So what we'll do is everything we didn't get to, which is 2395, 23103, ONCR 2319 and 22, then we'll discuss on the next meeting. And also I'll get all these that were postponed back on the agenda and organize more by subject matter. So it looks like the committee has passed out the legislative branch budget 23-82. So we still have a lot of work to do, but we knew this. So I just want to thank everybody who joined electronically today and appreciate your time to this session. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion carries. We are adjourned. It's 2:01 p.m. Thank you, committee.
Thank you.